want to clean up Amy's toys. I didn't make the mess, so it's not my job. Why should I do it?
Well, in a family, everyone should help everyone else out. You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad you stopped by today. Come on in, get comfortable. We'll get started. You know, if you have little brothers or sisters, you know that sometimes you have to help them clean up around the house or even help them with things like homework. Now, you might not feel like it's your job, but remember, your mom and dad help you out with plenty of things, right? The church is like that too. After all, we're one big family, so make sure you're serving others who are in need and then allow them to help you out too. It reminds me of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, where it says, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others." Now, here's a great story about serving others. It's called, "It's Not My Job." "Jordan, could you please put Amy's toys away while I give her a bath?" called Mom. Jordan groaned. He was right in the middle of a computer game. He slammed his controller down and stomped into his baby sister's room. "This is so unfair," he said as he threw Amy's toys into the toy box. "I didn't make this mess. It's not my job." The next day, after soccer practice, Coach handed Jordan a big bag of dirty laundry. It was Jordan's turn to take the soccer uniforms home to be washed. Jordan dumped the bag of filthy clothes in the kitchen. "Hang on a minute," said Mom. "What's all this?" Jordan was confused. Mom had washed the soccer uniforms countless times before. "It's our turn to wash the uniforms," he replied. Mom tossed the bag back to Jordan. "Well, I don't play soccer, so why should I wash them? It's not my job." All of a sudden, Jordan's own words came back to him. "But I can't wash these," he cried. "I don't know how." Dad got up from his chair, a wry smile on his face. "Well then, son, I'll show you." Dad patiently showed Jordan how to operate the washing machine. "You know, families should help one another, Jordan, and sometimes that means cleaning up someone else's mess." Jordan sighed. "But cleaning up after Amy is hard." "Well, so is going to work every single day," said Dad. Jordan had never thought about that before. "And how about Mom?" Dad continued. "She changes dirty diapers. She washes our clothes and cleans up after people all the time. Imagine if she stopped doing all these things because they weren't her job." Jordan laughed. "We'd all stink." Dad grinned. "It reminds me of salvation. Jesus came to earth and cleaned up the great big mess of sin we had made. And Jesus never sinned, not once. But he was willing to die on the cross so we could be clean. I'm so thankful he washed my filthy garments for me." "Me too," Jordan said as he dumped the dirty uniforms into the washing machine. So what about you? Do you moan and complain when you're asked to clean up a mess that someone else has made? You know, Jesus loves us so much, he was willing to save us from the biggest mess of all that none of us were able to clean up, sin. When we trust in him, he removes our filthy rags and clothes us in garments as white as snow. For more information on what it means to believe in Jesus, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. And now our key verse,
Titus 3:5. "He saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy."
And our key thought today, Jesus makes us clean. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. Don't forget to share it with a friend, and I'll see you both right here tomorrow.